It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that.
Don't answer the question. What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, all right. It is e-brake time once again, and it's brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio, Bob and Dan. You know those guys and how from time to time they can get a little crossways. Well, this happened at the end of a segment because Dan was ready to start something that was probably going to take a little while. Bob took exception to it, and then this happened.
So here's what I want to do. Is we're going to go around Stump the Sturm style, and we're going to try and name all the Major League Baseball managers starting right now. Give us the music. Brian
Here?
Snitker and Gabe Kapler.
Buddy, dude, it's 2:11. You want to do this next? You want to start a game show where we're going through the whole major leagues? Now or next?
I'm just trying to do radio.
Okay, well, let's do it in the confines of a segment. That's all. Is this your first day?
I'm going to go with...
Are we going in order?
Jeff Bannister.
You already did. So you don't want to do it?
Well, it just...
AJ Hinch.
It seems like a really weird thing to do at this point. When we have more segments today.
Aaron Boone.
Joe Madden.
You want to do it next?
Well, of course I want to do it next. That's what I said 2 minutes ago.
Ozzie Guillen.
Just respect the clock a little bit. We'll do it next.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM,
boy.
The Ticket.
Yeah, I don't know what totally happened there, but it wasn't pretty there at the end, especially when Bob said, is this your first day?
I think that was a little smart alecky.
I love Bob and Dan equally, but I side with Bob in that particular case. That's a tough time to start your game show when you're already 3 minutes late.
Even if you're doing radio, which was Dan's defense.
I'm doing radio. What are you doing?
All right, it's tense, but one more time.
So here's what I want to do. Is we're going to go around Stump the Sturm style, and we're going to try and name all the Major League Baseball managers starting right now. Give us the music. Brian
Here?
Snitker and Gabe Kapler.
Buddy. Dude, it's 2:11. You want to do this next? You want to start a game show where we're going through the whole major leagues? Now or next?
I'm just trying to do radio.
Okay, well, let's do it in the confines of a segment. That's all. Is this your first day?
I'm going to go with...
Are we going in order?
Jeff Bannister.
You already did.
So you don't want to do it?
Well, it just...
AJ Hinch.
It seems like a really weird thing to do at this point when we have more segments today.
Aaron Boone.
Joe Madden.
You want to do it next?
Well, of course I want to do it next. That's what I said 2 minutes ago.
Ozzie Guillen.
Just respect the clock a little bit. We'll do it next.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I love how the crew starts throwing out names as they continue the argument. They just go ahead and start playing.
The music makes it tense, too.
The millionaire music, yeah.
There is no doubt that very soon the Touchdown Brothers are going to get into a very similar argument. No doubt.
That's a good idea. Write that one down. All right, there's Dan up for an e-break. Candidate number two is Donovan from that Norm and D show. Yes, he was trying to deliver what we call a tease, what's coming up next on the show, and he had some problems.
Thank you, Norm. It is 11:12. We will talk Cowboys in the new edition of their free next.
The Ticket is ready.
Gosh.
Was that sound like isolated? All right, the whole thing one more time.
Thank you, Norm. It is 11:12. We will talk Cowboys in the new edition of their free next.
The ticket is ready.
I guess a new free agent, right?
That's always a good bailout.
Is that what he's trying to tell us?
Just say that next.
Yeah, that, what I just said. Donovan hasn't been nominated that much, so it's good to see him up for an e-break.
E-break so white.
Whoa.
Right, well, is that what you're saying? Hashtag e-break so white.
I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All right, candidate number three is Jonathan Fahey, the host of the Ticket Top 10. He had a hard time with the name that has caused a number of stumbles over the years. I've probably stumbled on this name before, although he's very familiar to all of us. One of the great all-time running backs. But Fahey had some trouble.
We teamed up with Pepsi to give you the draft-loving P1 some awesome prizes, including a tour of the studios, a party for 10 at Heritage Pizza and Tap Room, autographed Hall of Fame footballs by LaDainian Tomlinson and Jerry Kuppelmans of Panini and Pepsi.
He never got it. No. He kept putting an extra L in there. That's one word. What's that sound like, isolated?
LaDainian Tomlinson and LaDainian Tomlinson and
you do have to. I always have to think about it. LaDainian Tomlinson. Always have to think about it.
Gordo, fall into your category of tricked up names.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
That one's never bothered me for some reason.
LaDainian.
Apparently, everybody has problems with that.
Yeah. You do want to put that extra L for some reason in his first name.
Really? I've never had that urge. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
LT is so much easier.
Yeah, just say LT.
LT.
Just go with
but
LT.
Then people think you're talking about Lawrence Taylor, right?
Yeah.
More than one LT. All right, one more time for Mr. Fahey.
We teamed up with Pepsi to give you the draft-loving P1 some awesome prizes, including a tour of the studios, a party for 10 at Heritage Pizza and Tap Room, autographed Hall of Fame footballs by LaDainian Tomlinson and Jerry Kuppelmans of Panini and Pepsi.
All right, so three pretty good ones there. Dan, Donovan, or Fahey? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm here this morning on the biggest stage possible. And I'd like to vote for Donovan, who's having the time of his life.
Okay.
Sergio Dip.
Yeah. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, I'd like to vote for Donovan. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that. All right, thanks. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, you boys have the pleasure of talking to an FCC-licensed broadcaster right here. And as such, I'd like to begin my vote by shouting the seven Pacifica words and ask you to join me. Shh, you know what? I'll just vote for Donovan.
Okay. You guys ever get an FCC license?
No, those were not required when I came
Remember,
about.
Remember, we got them when we were in college.
We had to have them to broadcast on KNTU.
For broadcasting purposes.
We're licensed broadcasters. You're not.
We're not. Off license.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, you guys, you want to do it now or you want me to vote in the next segment?
Now.
It's a Dan vote.
But thanks for the Dan vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning. Is this Ticket?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's me, Senator Ted Cruz. I just wanted to call in and vote for the e-break. But first, would love to get your thoughts on this Dez situation. How did it get here, guys?
Boy, that's really good.
It's a long story. We just need you to vote, Senator.
Well, you know, my vote is for Dez to come back, and we go on and win the Super Bowl.
Okay. That's so good. That's very good.
Thank you, Senator Cruz.
Thank you for what you guys do to your body.
He needs to call in more.
Yes. He does need to call in more. That was okay there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Before I vote, are we sure Fahey is really an e-break and not just imitating that drop that they play all the time?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. I don't think so.
No, that sounded legit.
You don't think... I think there's a possibility he was executing a very...
High-level...
Yeah, high-level comedy bit, and he really nailed the imitation.
The Ladanian, just like the woman says it, so I don't know.
Ladanian and Tom... Ladanian.
Maybe.
Let's listen to Fahey. Let's listen to her and then listen to Fahey back to back.
Ladanian Tom... Ladanian...
Ladanian Tomlinson and
maybe
I think he was doing a bit.
He may have been doing a
and
bit.
Doing
and
it
he
very
sucked
well.
Us all in. Yeah.
Hmm.
Boy, good pickup there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Daniel McLovin McDowell and his sweet, sweet timing.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, musicians. It's me, Jamie Ben.
Oh, hey, Jamie. Yeah, sorry about the season and all.
Did you see my playoff win last night? That's right. We didn't make the playoffs. We suck.
Hey.
I just cracked myself up. Sorry. Jimmy Jeff Fahey, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That ran a little too long.
That's all right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Natural Slice Born.
No. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
All right, here's what I want to do. Let's go around the horn, Buck the Bob style. I want to name the top 100 swimming coaches of all time. Mark Schenbeckler.
Okay, you win. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, it's Patrick Reed, Masters champion.
You sound like Bob Stern, but go ahead.
Just like every other golfer in the world that sucks, so do Bob and Dan. Reed out.
So attitudinal.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to cast my winning vote for Uncut Bob and Dan.
Yeah, they are winners, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
The Bob and Dan get down.
So here's what I want to do. Is we're going to go around stump the Sturm style, and we're going to try and name all the Major League Baseball managers starting right now. Give us the music. Brian
Here?
Snitker and Gabe Kapler.
Buddy. Dude, it's 2:11. You want to do this next? You want to start a game show where we're going through the whole major leagues now or next?
I'm just trying to do radio.
Okay, well, let's do it in the confines of a segment. That's all. Is this their first day?
I'm going to go with... Are we going in order?
Jeff Bannister.
You already did.
So you don't want to do it?
Well, it just...
AJ Hinch.
It seems like a really weird thing to do at this point when we have more segments today.
Aaron Boone.
Joe Madden.
You want to do it next?
Well, of course I want to do it next. That's what I said 2 minutes ago.
Ozzie Gee.
Just respect the clock a little bit. We'll do it next.
This what? Is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
All right, that one's on Dan. So how many is that for Dan McDowell?
23rd win, 71 behind Norman. Throw up the X, Lax Hitzkus.
Okay, I see what you did there. Not bad.
You'd make it hard to see.